Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
For public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I'm glad I'm back today. I want to work with y'all, but I don't want no more fussing. If y'all going to start fussing, I will get up and walk out, go back to my office. When y'all get done, call me.
I'm going to try my best to not do back and forth.
I've said it in the past. Anytime we have a poop show on this meeting, expect me to come guns a-blazing because we've got to put this to sleep. We've got to put this to sleep.
Some people who may have radio shows have observed the level of decorum in Santa Rosa County Commission meetings is suboptimal. If you get elected to the commission, what would you do to fix that problem if you think it's a problem? Chairman? Yeah.
As far as decorum, I think you start by leading by example. I think if you've watched our meetings, you'll see I lead by example. Quite frankly, a lot of times I have to tell people, hey, can we act in the audience and my board members? Can we act the same way I expect my children to act when they go to school? We don't have to cut each other off. We don't have to argue and yell at each other. I've got several board members that can't help themselves on that. But you know what? They're grown men. I can't slap them in the mouth. That don't work. I can't take a belt to them like my kids. So you know what? Watch the people, how they act, and elect leaders.
It just doesn't ever get any better. 712 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Various voices you heard there. You had Ray Eddington, District 4. You had James Calkins, District 3, talking about how he's trying to reform. Time will tell. Kerry Smith, who says, you know, it's a poop show. Watch the language, sir. And then me at the candidate forum last week asking the candidates about decorum. And, you know, Chairman, District 1 Commissioner Sam Parker saying, I mean, he can't stop them. They're grown men. He can't hit them and belt them. But he sure does, you know, sort of wish that he could. And following up to that at the county commission meeting, Kerry Smith actually took great umbrage at that comment from the forum.
But one thing that I did hear the other night that just made me lose my mind was in a political debate, and the question was asked about decorum at our meetings. And I heard whoever had the question come their way point it back at me and the other people of this board. Basically, several board members that can't help themselves on that. Commissioner Parker, you are the chairman, and I'm just begging you to please run a nice, tidy meeting. Let's get the business done for the people and move on. That's all I've got.
I swear I thought he was going to say tidy whitey there for a second. No, but, you know, just run a good meeting. Well, Sam Parker, who is the chairman, had more to say.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I think my answer was I'm not allowed to slap you on the mouth or take my belt to you. And I think I've heard all four of you raise your voices at each other, and three more so than the other. I don't know what to do. I can't stop y'all from having dialogue. The only person that can stop y'all from doing that is the governor.
Oh.
I can't shut y'all up. I can try to, as a chairman, I can try to run a meeting, but again, I have to deal with adults. I expect adults to all act like adults. But again, if y'all start back and forth at each other, whether it's one commissioner mumbling or another commissioner outburst of shut up.
Yeah, that was Kerry Smith that told James Calkins to shut up when James Calkins wouldn't shut up. And he is a notorious mumbler off the mic and mutterer and saying things all the time. And Sam Parker says, look, you know, you may be trying to blame me for all this, but I've been on this board a while and we didn't have this problem before.
I can tell you, I served 4 years very proudly with five different commissioners, and we didn't have any of these issues my first 4 years on the board. So that's really all I can go on. But anyway, we'll go back to...
Well, if we're going to go back and forth, I mean, we can.
I wasn't planning to.
We could have just shut it down.
Making a comment, but again, I'm asking Commissioner Eddington a question. We got that. We've went through. Everybody's had their opportunity to talk. That's great.
But you had to get your last word. I understand.
Yeah.
It's just like somebody's got to make the decision to just stop. And everybody's got to kind of play along. But at some point, it's just somebody's got to just not say that last word.
Yeah, I absolutely meant what I said. Yes.
So you meant you were going to take your belt off and beat
people on this board? No, I said that's my reference was. I said,
good Lord,
I'm not allowed to do that. You're not children. I said, you're all grown men. So when you outburst and yell shut up at him during a meeting or he mumbles under his breath, you're grown men. It's not my job to tell y'all how to act in public. You know it's my job to run the meeting and all that. There's no censorship or sanctions that I have. Mm-hmm. That's why I say we have to conduct ourselves.
Unless the governor comes in and cleans out the board, which is not likely, but that's kind of what he hinted at before.
There's no tools at the disposal just because I'm in charge of going through the meeting that I can have that says one commissioner can't mumble during a meeting or what. I mean, if y'all have suggestions of how that can be addressed, but we're grown men, I would expect that by the time we get elected in office that we would all act appropriately, and I don't know what else to say.
I almost feel like that should be Commissioner Calkins' superhero alternate ego is the mumbler. the hardcore conservative mumbler. One final comment on this in just a second from one of the other candidates, actually, who's running for District 1. We'll get that in a moment. Austin Price sitting in for John Pickens this morning. The traffic on the fives. Austin?
Well, if you're traveling on Palafox Street, that's where you're going to see the worst of it, particularly if you're traveling northbound towards Jordan Street and then continuing northbound, passing Tahard Drive and approaching Fairfield Drive. Outside of those couple of spots, though, on Palafox, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. Somebody texted and says, you can hit him if you got bail money. It kind of feels like we're almost at that point. Anyway, Aaron Williams, who is a candidate against Sam Parker in District 1, he was at the forum as well, but this is what he said in the actual meeting when all of this was going on about the decorum level.
I personally am tired of hearing you all apologize to one another. I've heard it before. I'm expecting you guys to start demonstrating what you're saying. Be an example of what good leadership is. If you cannot do that, then just say it. Hey, I can't control myself. I can't be a professional in the settings in which I took this job or the task of being a county commissioner. If you can't do it, be honest and get out the way and let someone else do it, because we have real problems that take professionals looking at them.
And I'll tell you, I was at, amen, I agree. But I was in a bus yesterday with a bunch of former military personnel and some other folks going on over to see the ship in Pascagoula. And they got to talking about this because they listened to the show and they're like, it's embarrassing the way the Milton people behave or the way the Santa Rosa County commissioners behave and sometimes the way the Escambia County commissioners behave. It's embarrassing. Somebody just needs to learn to shh, take a giant dose of shh and be the one to not talk. I remember having a really interesting experience with a friend of mine. There was this raging theological debate in my church over women pastors or whatever. That was happened to be the thing. And I had a friend who was the pastor of the youth, and he and I had like a 2-hour conversation about it a couple days prior to a men's group meeting that I was at. And the whole men's group had taken one position and I was on the other side, and he and I were kind of on the other side, but he knew where I was coming from. And I said a little bit of my piece in the meeting, and then I just didn't fight anymore. And I sat there and they talked and that was fine. Because, I knew what I believed and I knew why I believed it. And I thought, just don't need to have this fight. I don't have to keep talking. I got somebody else in the room that knows where I'm coming from and that's good enough. Sometimes you just have to sit there and know you're right. And you don't have to say anything. And that can actually be a much more powerful form of persuasion than the never-ending personalities and bickering and gotchas and... look, I know it's hard. I know it's hard. I mean, if it were, easy, everybody'd be virtuous. 7:19 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you have an employee benefits need, like you run a company, you've got employees, you got to deal with health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource management, payroll, all of that stuff. You know, the stuff that everybody gets into business because they love doing more of. Like nobody, right? People, in fact, if you got a business and that stuff isn't going great for you, you're like, shut up. I don't want to hear about that. I'm not trying to do that. But, you got into business to do construction or HVAC or auto repair or whatever, and then this is what comes with having employees. Well, guess what? Torgerson Causey, they're those nerds. They actually got into business to do that stuff because they like doing that stuff, and they're really good at it. And I know because we've been using them here at News Radio in Cat Country for about 7 years, and they're great. I mean, they're just really, really, really good at their job. They answer the questions. My wife asks hard questions. She gets good answers from them. They gave us choices and options in the plans, and as the market shifted, they shifted with it. And, they can't make magic happen, but they can give us the best of what's available, and they have done that for years and years. I think they're fantastic. Torgerson Causey, a local and comprehensive employee benefits agency, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
The Bible records a conversation between Jesus and Peter in which Jesus asks Peter three times, "Lovest thou me?" And three times Peter responds with, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Interestingly, after each exchange, Jesus called Peter not just to declare his love with his words, but Jesus wanted Peter to demonstrate his love with his actions. Jesus is essentially saying, don't talk about it, be about it. When you read of Peter's life in the book of Acts, you see a man who, in spite of great physical discomfort, boldly demonstrates his love for Christ. Let us learn from the example of Peter and not just declare our love for Jesus with our lips, but seek opportunities to demonstrate our love for Christ to a world who desperately needs to see bold, loving, and faithful Christians.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
My grandfather taught me, if you give a small man a little bit of power, you have a big problem. Well, District 1 Escambia County, you have a big problem. District 1 has a commissioner who helped authorize a retirement plan for other commissioners that was outrageously expensive and stopped by a lawsuit. It is time to get decisions out of back rooms. It's time for a change. Vote Steve Stroberger on August 20th.
Paid political advertisement by Steve Stroberger, Republican for County Commissioner, District 1.
PenAir Credit Union's new high-yield checking account helps members elevate their financial journey when they need it most. Earn 4% APY simply by enrolling in e-statements and making a deposit of $250 or more once a month. It's that simple. Get started online by visiting penair.org or visit one of our 12 convenient locations in Northwest Florida and South Alabama. It's okay to think big. PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 4% annual percentage yield with e-statement and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more. For details, go to penair.org/checking.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. I've served as a teacher, assistant principal, principal, director of federal programs, and now as superintendent, I lead 3,100 educators as they serve our 29,000 students. Our children and the taxpayers of Santa Rosa County deserve a superintendent who has a successful track record and experience. So on August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And we got, before we get to Dave Greenwell, let's get to Austin here with traffic on the fives. Austin?
Well, looking at the roads here, we do have some backups developing on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards Jordan Street. And then there may be a little bit more as you pass the Hard Drive approaching Fairfield Drive. Outside of those couple spots, though, on Palafox, there's not much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. Dave Greenwood is Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He always joins us on a Friday to give us a preview of beach conditions for the week. This beach report is brought to you by All Season Service Network. We guarantee to always provide the best service in the area. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. Have a happy Friday to you.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. What are we looking at this weekend? We're obviously watching the possibility of this wave slash maybe tropical storm slash maybe Category 1 coming sort of near us to the east. But how are the conditions going to be for our surf this weekend?
Well, it won't be as likely as what you just said. It's going to be, you know, hit and miss with thunder showers, thunderstorms hit this all over the place. It's going to be hot, so just, you know, plan ahead, drink plenty of hydrate, you know, plenty of fluids. So the heat is a big factor. We've had several heat exposure incidents lifeguards and EMS and fire have responded to over the past week, so keep that in mind.
You know, it's a good reminder that it's not just the waves and the jellyfish, you know. It's not just the yellow or the red flags and the purple flags, but there's also that heat that can really get to you if you're not paying good attention. Has that been the thing that your guards have been working on the most this week?
And to be more water specific, we do have jellyfish predominantly. There's a lot of jellyfish in the water, so we're flying a purple flag right now.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, well worth knowing. Very good. Typical moon jellies and stuff, or have you seen Portuguese man of war or, you know, a little bit of everything?
Portuguese man of war aren't jellyfish, but the jellyfish that we're seeing are the ones that are referred to as sea nettles. They have tentacles about a foot and a half, 2 feet long, and they pack a wallop when you get stung.
Oh, they are? Okay, so the dark blue ones and purple ones, those are the ones we're seeing?
No, not dark blue and purple, the sea nettles, the jellyfish. What you think of a jellyfish, that's what we're seeing.
Okay, all right. Sorry, I misunderstood. Good warning for people to be aware of that, and especially to make sure that you're hydrating and, you know, watching yourself during the heat, because that's a very important thing. Dave Greenwood, Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thanks for keeping us safe from a variety of menaces. I super appreciate that, and we'll look forward to talking again next Friday.
Okay, hope we have a great week, Andrew, and I'll look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir. 728 on News Radio 92.3, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, I almost called you Dave Greenwood because we were just talking to a different Dave, but, you know, apologies. So,
President Biden says the killing of a Hamas leader is not helpful to the Israeli ceasefire talks. The head of the Islamist group was killed in Tehran on Wednesday, fueling some concern that the war in Gaza could potentially turn into a wider conflict. Now, President Biden spoke with reporters yesterday. He was asked if that would hurt chances of reaching a ceasefire agreement. His response was, quote, "It doesn't help." WNBA star Brittany Griner commenting on the American prisoners released from Russia. She says she is overwhelmed with joy and relief. Of course, she was held in Russia for about 10 months in 2022. She and her wife celebrated the prisoner swap on Instagram yesterday. And if you're not going to make it to the beach today, you should celebrate with water balloons.
It's a day to channel your inner child. Fill a balloon with water, tie it off, and start throwing. You need to know standard rules say nothing above the waist. And if you're looking to soak your opponent, experts say aim for the feet so the balloon explodes on the ground and splashes up. Make sure you get the right balloon. Water balloons are made to pop. Balloons for air or helium are not. You know the goal of the day is to have fun and get a little wet. I'm Bree Tennis.
Nobody aims for the feet.
Nobody
Let's just
aims for
be
the
real.
Feet. You definitely
right
aim
at
for
the
face. Head and neck.
Right
yeah,
at the
for
face.
Sure. What yeah. game are you even playing? Also, I'm picturing in my head the person who goes and grabs one of those Mylar, you know, helium-type balloons and fills that with water and throws it at somebody. Like, they're big. They don't have the little ones that you would do that with. So
I always like to use, like, the latex gloves. Fill those oh, like a yeah. big slap to the face with the water balloon.
Have you seen the, like, I don't know, they come with plastic and little tiny balloons and you fill like 40 at a time or 20 at a time and they all tie themselves off? Oh, I love that. That's like the machine gun of water balloons.
Gonna have to invest in one of those for National Water Balloon Day.
I actually saw one the other day that it was like a reusable. It was a magnetic thing that you fill and reuse and reuse and reuse so you don't leave all the rubber all over the ground.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Three Americans currently at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio for health evaluations following their release from Russian captivity after the largest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history. Marine veteran Paul Whelan held for 2,043 days.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm home. Yeah. I'm never going back there again.
Joined by Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He was arrested March of 2023, sentenced last month to 16 years in prison by a Russian court. The U.S. called his hurried trial a sham. Journalist Alsu Kramarsheva, for with Russia and American citizenship, detained in Russia in June of last year, also home. And the acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe Jr. delivers an update on the probe into the botched security leading to the assassination attempt of former President Trump at 2 p.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we have 83 degrees. It is mostly clear skies right now in Pensacola. Sun shining, looks like a beautiful morning. Well, we are continuing to watch that tropical wave out in the Atlantic. That's expected to move into the Gulf, could develop into a tropical depression over the weekend. The system is expected to pass over Hispaniola today, Cuba tomorrow, and Saturday, and then emerge into the Gulf.
Model guidance that is forecasting the system to develop into a tropical cyclone does not do that until it's actually very close to South Florida. At that point, it'd be a depression, most likely.
That's Dr. Jack Bevin. He says he doesn't believe this storm will develop into a tropical storm before it lands in Florida. It's still uncertain exactly where that could happen. But Escambia County says regardless of what happens, they are ready.
We'll know more by Saturday. We'll have a National Weather Service call. If that happens, we will be bringing in EOC personnel to hear that brief, and we'll make plans accordingly to that. It's looking like mid next week is when we're looking at potential for something.
And emergency manager Travis Tompkins there, he says regardless of where the storm impacts, it is likely to be a big rainmaker. He did say the GFS model shows that system developing into a stronger storm than the European model shows, and so far the European model has been more accurate. Frontier Airlines making some cuts to their network of low-cost flights, and some of those changes will affect Pensacola travelers. The airline cutting off two Pensacola routes in a couple of weeks. Flights between Pensacola and Cleveland end on August 11th, and flights between Pensacola and Philadelphia end on August 12th. And the Pensacola airport, not the only one affected, not the most affected either. Frontier's cutting 43 flights across their network, and the most affected airports are in Orlando, and then, of course, Cleveland and Philadelphia. Florida saw a drop in first-time unemployment claims last week. The U.S. Department of Labor estimating that 5,258 applications were filed. The estimate released on Thursday was down from a revised count of 7,059 the previous week and the fewest since 5,254 claims were filed in the week that ended March 23rd. The state did have a 3.3% unemployment rate for the month of June. The state's largest property insurance carrier hoping for a rate increase. Citizens Property Insurance asking state regulators yesterday to approve a rate hike. The If approved, the average policyholder would see an increase of around 13%. Citizens is backed by the state. They're trying to raise rates to encourage policyholders to switch over to private plans to reduce the state's liability. Citizens currently has over 1 million customers. They're hoping to be under 1 million by the end of the year. And the NRA wanting to overturn a Florida gun law. The National Rifle Association asked an appeals court Wednesday to examine a law that bans anyone under 21 from buying rifles and long guns. That law passed 6 years ago after the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Broward County. The state has until the end of the month to respond to the NRA's motion. 7:35, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Austin.
Well, we have been dealing with a lot of issues on Palafox Street, but actually at this moment, it's looking about as agreeable as it's gonna. There doesn't appear to be too many backups if you're traveling northbound towards Tahar, at least not at this time. However, we do have some backups on I-10 now if you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29, that's Pensacola Boulevard. While the congestion does reach for a good ways, it's not too severe at this time, though. That's your traffic on the fives. I'm Austin Price. David?
Thank you very much, Austin. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. It is going to be a hot and humid day today with the heat advisory in place. Temperatures near 97 degrees for your high, feeling like the triple digits. 30% chance of a stray sprinkle, most of us staying nice and sunny. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Saturday, 60% chance of rain with a high near 94. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. It's a beautiful morning here in Pensacola. We've got 83 degrees in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 82 in Milton. Now our financial report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Apple reported fiscal third quarter earnings that beat Wall Street expectations, with overall revenue rising 5%. The tech giant reported roughly $21.5 billion in net income for the quarter versus the $19.9 billion in the year-ago period. Phone, iPad, and services revenue all beat analysts' expectations. Apple's most important business remains the iPhone, which accounted for about 46% of the company's total sales during the quarter. Block reported better-than-expected earnings for the quarter, but missed on revenue. The company, formerly known as Square, reported just over $6.1 billion in sales versus the $6.3 billion expected. The company also saw gross profit surge 20% from a year ago. Block let go a large number of workers in January, which was followed by a first round of layoffs in December. Futures are sharply lower. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 494. That's your money now.
And right now, 7:37, our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Picture this. It's a hot, humid summer day and your AC stops working. What do? You call All Seasons Service Network. All Seasons has been locally owned and operated since 1967, offering 24/7 emergency services with multiple technicians ready at all times for your future HVAC needs. From residential to commercial, All Seasons provides installations, new construction builds, and any other kind of HVAC needs. Visit allseasonsnow.com to schedule an appointment or call 850-434-0384. Call today.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access, a new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your boat.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers!
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's the range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing them in closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
That's right. It is time for our Meet Your Tenant Commands weekly interview brought to you by Warrior Beer Company on Sorrento Road. Warrior Beer Company, we've got your six. I will tell you, I went there the other day. If you like really good beers, the triple is amazing. Really, really, really good. Joining us now by phone, we have Captain Ronnie Harper. He is the commanding officer of the Naval Air Technical Training Center, variously referred to as the NAT Center or as NATC, depending on who you're hanging around. Captain Harper, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I'm so excited to share your mission and what you do with the people because this is, honest to God, one of the biggest, it really is the biggest operation on NAS Pensacola, and so many people probably don't even know that you exist. So let's just start with this. What is NATC? What does the NAT Center do? What do you accomplish?
Sure. So good morning, everyone. First, let me say thanks for the opportunity to talk to your audience about the great work that goes on here at NAT Center. So really quick rundown, just some talking points of the scope of this operation. NAT Center it's comprised of 17 buildings with 265 total acres. The mega building, or building 3460 that I'm sitting in right now that you're all probably familiar with, 17 acres, just under 780,000 square feet. Depending on who you talk to, it's either the second or the third largest building per square feet in the state of Florida. There are 965 rooms in the barracks, take about 3,000 racks. Our total Navy staff, officers, enlisted, and civilians is 557. Total Marine staff is just under 200. So that's about 755 or so total staff here. And our annual throughput is somewhere between 15,000 and 17,000 students per year. And today, currently, we have 1,505 Navy students on board and 500 Marine Corps students on board. So that's a pretty large – it's basically a carrier that doesn't get underway here. The facility itself is a state-of-the-art building that was constructed between the years of 1993 and 1996 or so. I believe they turned the lights on end of 95, give or take. And what we do here is – So when a sailor graduates boot camp, that's just Navy in dock, basically 8 weeks of Navy in dock, how to be a sailor. If you're going to a aircraft squadron, a fleet readiness center, which is basically the old AIMD ashore or an AIMD afloat, you're going to come through this building and learn the basics of your prospective rate, whether you're an airframer, an AT, an AE, an air traffic controller. And then once you complete the school here, then before you get to your ultimate duty station, whether it's a strike fighter squadron in Oceania or a helicopter squadron in North Island, you're going to go get some specific training for your airplane you're going to work on. But we teach sailors and Marines the basic fundamentals of aviation maintenance here. And every person who turns a wrench on a Navy or Marine Corps airplane starts their career in this building.
That is a fantastic summary. I mean, and I just want to highlight one thing that you said, because I want to make sure people caught the scope of your operation. 256 total acres, or sorry, 265 total acres across dozens of buildings, putting through 15,000 to 17,000 students a year. The University of West Florida is about 14,000 students. That means that the NAT Center, NATSE, or Naval Air Technical Training Center, educates and trains the same number of students year after year after year, total matriculation, that is the entire population of UWF. And it's, as you said, in this giant building, largely onboard NAS Pensacola, and so many people don't even really know that you're there. That's why I wanted to do this series. I'm glad that we could finally get to you guys, because it is such an enormous training command. We're talking to Captain Ronnie Harper, the CEO of NATSE. Ronnie, hang on for just 1 second. Let me get a real quick traffic break in here, and then we'll be back with you for more about NATSE in a second.
Alrighty, if we're traveling southbound on Pensacola Boulevard approaching Burgess Road, we do have some heavy backups there, and also some on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound coming over Pensacola Boulevard. Outside of those couple spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. Back to Captain Ronnie Harper. Now, you mentioned a moment ago, but everybody who turns a wrench. So if you need to learn, for example, airframe, you need to, you know, bend metal and fix metal on a helicopter or an Osprey or an F-18 in the Navy or the Marine Corps, they learn that from you, right?
That's correct. And even I should expand on it, not just wrench turners. As I was telling you earlier this week, Andrew, we own the AZA school, which is Aviation Administration School, which is in Meridian, Mississippi. That's all the administrative side of naval aviation. But yes, every type model series or every platform of airplane, to include F-35, those students come through here initially before going to Eglin or Lemoore or wherever to learn their airplane. That's correct.
So just like with pilots who come through their initial phases of training, either at, well, all at NAS Pensacola and then some at Whiting and then more some at NAS Pensacola and some elsewhere, and then eventually their final step before the fleet is they go to a replacement squadron where they learn how to fly their particular plane or helicopter. Same thing for your guys, right? They learn basic skills here in their A schools, and then eventually, at some point when they've got that, they move on to an advanced training center somewhere, which becomes eventually they can go to the ship. Is that basically right?
That's right. So CNETUs, which are DETS of Center for Naval Aviation Technical Training, which is my boss, those C schools are basically the enlisted wrench turners FRS. They go there to learn F-18 specifics from F-18 subject matter experts or V-22 or whatever the airplane is. And then once they complete that training on those specific airplane tasks, then they will go to their ultimate duty station, whether it be a squadron deployed on a boat, an FRC, a fleet replacement center, or an AIMD, or wherever the Navy, hundreds of places the Navy can put them.
And so electricians, you train those, right?
We do.
Airframers, you train those, right?
We train. So we have all yeah, we do. So let me make 18, both O and I, organizational and I level, AEs. They're not broken down specifically. Airframers, AMs, mechs, ADs, aircrew. They complete aircrew school over at NASC, and then they come here. They do it a little bit backwards. Aircrew, they get their aircrew qual first, and then they come here, and we teach them specifics on, depending on what platform they're going to, we teach them that. Air traffic controllers all come through here for A-School to learn the basics for air traffic control. And then our aviation bosun mates, our air department, ABEs, Fs, and Hs all come through here for their A-Schools as well.
And munitions too, right? Not only do you learn how to operate the missiles and load the guns, but you also learn how to even build the bombs, let alone just load them on the plane, right?
Well, that's correct. We do train AOs, and some of their C-Schools are in this building as well.
Aviation ordnanceman, so right, AO?
That's right, aviation ordnanceman. I'm sorry, I apologize.
It's understandable.
They'd get mad at me if I left. They would get mad at me if I leave them out of the conversation.
I know. Yeah. So they train there. You teach them how to build bombs. They will actually build their own bombs. Missiles are not built by your students, but they're put on the plane by your students and made ready to be able to be fired in combat if it's ever needed, right?
That's right. And they teach them, if they're going to a ship, they will teach them how to store weapons in a magazine, because there's a specific art to that as well. So once again, this facility is not, our mission is not to make them fully trained professionals. It's basically the fundamentals. It's just like a kid going through school. Mm-hmm. When you learn first through fourth grade, you learn how to read, write, do arithmetic before you get into the advanced stuff. It's the exact same premise here with how the Navy trains their sailors. And some of these kids, if not most, have never touched an airplane, much less worked on one. So it's important that we familiarize them with their areas of expertise that they're going to get into before we turn them loose with a tool pouch and put them to work.
And you're putting them out anywhere from, I think, your aviation machinist made A school is like 18 days to like 110 days for some of the inspection base. I mean, like, there's a whole range of educational things here. Before we run out of time, I do want to make sure that we mention a couple of things or ask a couple of things. The first one is, at this point, your folks don't do drones and aerial vehicle program, AVPs. That doesn't work through you, at least not yet. Is that right?
That's correct. That's a future capability that I'm sure, you know, someone big Navy a lot smarter than me is working on, but we will eventually get that piece as well.
Okay. And then if people are just out in town, you know, and they're trying to figure out, who am I seeing? If they're seeing somebody with blank characteristics, they're likely to be seeing your CNAT guys.
Well, the average age of our student here is 20 years old. So I would say 18 to 22 or 23, obviously with the military haircut, Pensacola, mm-hmm. you know, has been supporting the Navy for a very, very long time. I was a second class back here a long time ago. So they military get people tend to stick out a little bit. But young 18 to 22 year olds with a military haircut and hopefully conducting themselves properly in town and being good ambassadors of the Navy, there's a pretty good bet that they're in our schoolhouse right here on board NAS Pensacola.
And to put the significance of the mission in perspective, if you think of the Blue Angels, the guys in the bright blue flight suits, okay, those are the ones who started the school's command and went through training wing, five, I guess, and then, you know, they developed into pilots. But there are far more Blue Angels that wear the dark blue uniforms. And you did at one time as well. You were with the Blue Angels in the mid-90s. And so in perspective, in the fleet, there's a handful of pilots, and then there's many, 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 many of the folks who you train to be the support to take care of the aircraft that they fly, right?
Many, many more. So I'm going to be a little biased here, but none of that Blue Angel demo happens without the hard work of the maintenance team. And sometimes, most of the time they're the unsung heroes, but none of that happens without the maintenance team.
And so if your mission doesn't work, if you don't accomplish your mission, what happens to the Navy?
Well, I mean, just look at the world. Watch the news tonight and see how much stuff is going on our planet, and that's never going to change. And as long as there are things that the Navy gets tasked with from the President of the United States and his staff, his or her staff, We have to have people that can support the fighter, because all of that FLIR footage and everything that you see on those, you know, back in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, none of that happens without the E-1s through 6s working their tails off on boats, loading bombs, working on radars, doing all the things that are required for all of that end result to happen. So it really is a true team effort. Nobody's more important than the other person, and everybody owns a piece of the mission. And just look at the news tonight, like I said, and you'll get a grasp of how important what we do is.
And we've only got a couple seconds left, but Captain Harper, I did want to make sure to include this. One of the great advantages of being located in Pensacola is that your young sailors get a chance to enjoy the beach and the town, and that is a pretty nice benefit for their first job, right?
Well, absolutely. Pensacola is a fantastic area for a sailor to get their first taste of the Navy, not including boot camp. But as I told you a couple of days ago, I went through Millington, Tennessee when I came through Nat Center, a significantly different experience than Pensacola. So it's always good to get a good taste in your mouth right out of the gate, because that hopefully motivates you to do all you can to be successful.
Captain Ronnie Harper is the commanding officer of the Naval Air Technical Training Center, NATSE, or NAT Center, all of the enlisted side of the aviation pipeline that produces all of them, the wrench turners and just all the stuff we've been talking about for so long here. And again, to remind you, 15, 17,000 students a year come through that program on board NAS Pensacola. Captain Harper, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for sharing some of your mission with our listeners. I appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity, and I hope everybody has a great weekend.
Amen. 7:55 here on News Radio 92.3. Austin's in for John today with traffic on the fives.
Well, all we have to really report on right now is going to be Highway 29. That's Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling southbound towards Burgess Road. Got some pretty heavy backups there pushing you back just past I-10. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Hey Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us today as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Blackwater Country, playing the best songs in today's new country. Plus, the Gulfside Market is back Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion with Bands on the Beach.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Now punch. Hard. Good.
What's the matter? You some kind of girl or something? Punch!
No, that was not Mr. Miyagi doing commentary on the women's boxing. Well, the mixed gender boxing that we saw at the Olympics. 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A federal judge has overturned the $4.7 billion verdict against the NFL in the Sunday ticket lawsuit. After a three-week trial, a jury sided with football fans who said the NFL had colluded with DirecTV. But the case was tossed by the judge.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.